Larry King is with us on line three. And I think Larry's in Washington right now, Andy. Larry is in Washington. We thought we'd bring Bob in to ask Larry a couple of questions. We were all with interest told about some of the comments made by Mr. King to Don Shula over the weekend. And of course, Don Shula retired last week as head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Bob Green is in studio with us. Larry, hello, Larry.
Hi, guys.
How you doing today?
Super.
I understand you're getting ready to go to Los Angeles.
Yeah, the snow stopped after 2.5 days of being trapped here. It's all blue skies now, but we got about 3 feet on the ground, which is, I think,
guys, it's snow, absolutely snow
in Washington.
Yeah. Every time I try, I go to the Midwest a lot. Every time I try to travel up there, it's like every time New York is shut down, the rest of the country gets shut down.
Yeah, well, everything is shut. I mean, if anyone's listening in Miami and they're flying to the Northeast,
Larry, how you doing?
The airport.
Hi, Larry. Bob Green.
Bob, how are you?
How you doing today?
Fine.
I wanted to take over a little segment here of Phil's show, if I could.
Sure.
Because we were, and I mentioned this to you when I called you originally. First of all, Henry Barrow sends his regards. Not that I've talked to Henry since.
My man, Henry.
Henry sends his regards. Cheryl sends her regards to you.
That's great. Cheryl's still working there?
Yes, she is.
My God, she'll get her Social Security there.
I'm not going to tell her that.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell her that.
God.
We, frankly, Larry, were a little bit taken aback, I guess is the best way to put it, by comments you made to Coach Shula on your program. My understanding was it was Friday evening.
Yeah, well, I was taken aback when I had two different friends call me on, I think it was, one called Thursday night, one called Friday, when it was learned that Don was going to retire, and they both said, boy, have you heard your old radio station? I said, no, I worked there 20 years, we're the only station ever to do the Dolphins. And, they said, they're creaming them to death. I said, what do you mean? Oh, they're society school maniacs are calling in, and they're saying personal things about them, and they're vilifying them. And there's a guy in the morning looking to knock him off. He should be out of coaching, and he's too old, and another guy criticizing the way he looks. So when I heard that from two different people, what I said to Don was, I heard that the station I worked at, and you worked at, because Don and I did a show together every day on WIOD for...
Right.
Was rapping you, and he said he has... All he said was, I'm just finishing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Then he said he hadn't listened to talk radio in 2 years, but that he'd heard about it.
Well...
That's all. So if I'm wrong, tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, first of all, we were not personally attacking Coach Shula. We do a talk show here, as you do. We have several. What we did do, and any talk show would do, certainly relative to a story of this kind of local import, was invite our listeners to call and voice their opinions.
The host had no personal opinions about
Neil,
the coach?
Neil Rogers, quite frankly, if you're speaking of Neil Rogers or Rick and Suds or any of the shows here, had nothing but the most glowing things to say about Coach Shula in his retirement. Now, while
hold. Neil Rogers has something glowing to say about someone?
Neil was on the day the retirement was announced. Neil said
I'm talking about before the retirement. I'm talking about after the retirement. After the retirement, the whole city applauded him.
I can assure you this, Larry.
What about before the retirement?
All right, I can assure you there was nothing personal in any negative statement made by Neil Rogers.
What kind of criticisms were there?
That he had his coaching ability had begun to slump. That the game perhaps was passing him by, that it was time to make room for a coach, and as you know, the popularity of Jimmy Johnson here is well known.
I wrote in my column 3 years ago that Jimmy was going to come and coach Miami, and Jimmy told me that in Dallas.
Bill Costin just says hi, too. He's in the other studio.
But just let me say this.
Yes.
There's a way you can do it and a way you cannot do it. Now, you can encourage callers to vilify. I've been doing this a long time.
I understand that.
I started.
I know that you were with our radio station for many years. Yeah.
And so I know how to do a talk show.
Daisy Pumpernickel.
And I know how you can storm up a crowd. And the people who told me I have faith in. So you're telling me that Neil Rogers praised him,
Larry,
I would be shocked.
I would not even bother you. I wouldn't even bother you with a phone call where
I'm not talking about after retirement, everybody jumps on the bandwagon.
That.
That's baloney.
No, I'm talking about before Coach Shula announced
were your callers... personal or insightful?
The callers, some of the callers may have been, some may
when they
not.
Were, what did you say to them?
We got rid of them very quickly, to be perfectly honest with you.
You know, they,
many
you
of them
no,
are dumb.
Your inciting calls were off the air right away?
They were off the air right away. And,
I apologize to Mr. Rogers for his fairness.
Thank you.
To the rest of the staff, and that the two people who told me
because
must have been hearing things.
I got to tell you, Larry, I take what I do very seriously.
Hello?
Larry, Bob's a little emotional.
I'm sorry, I take what I do very seriously. And to have our radio station vilified on that...
Now, hold on 1 second, Bob. your station. I was
Bob,
in Miami. How long have you been general manager?
Get Bob a glass of water or something.
How long have you been general manager?
I've been here since 1992.
Okay, I was in Miami 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. The worst talk radio I ever heard in my life was on WIOD. The worst.
You see, it's comments like that that I think are very unfair.
You want an opinion or not? Do you think Neil Rogers is a good talk show host?
I think he's the best in the business.
I think he's the worst I've ever heard.
I think he's the best in the business.
Well, if you're proud of him, if you're crying because Neil Rogers has been vilified,
what I need to do?
You've got a weird case going, him.
Larry, could I jump?
Why don't you go on Neil and cry with each other?
All right, Larry, could I jump in for a minute?
This is insane.
Well, I've got enough general manager here who's crying. Bob, if you can't handle this, I can do this or whatever we want to do.
I can handle. I never heard a worse station.
All right. I think that's patently unfair of you, and I would demand an apology for that statement.
For having an opinion?
No, for saying that this is the worst talk radio you've ever heard. You know the influence that you have over people.
It's
you
the worst talk radio I ever heard.
I demand an apology for that statement.
I will not give it to you.
I demand an apology for that statement. I'll ask you again as a gentleman.
What are you asking me to apologize
to? To apologize for vilifying a radio station that I give my heart and soul to.
Bob, I think...
Larry's expressing an opinion,
Bob.
Shut
you...
up, Phil.
Shut
you
up, Phil. You're the general manager. You're telling your host to shut up.
Bob, what I'm asking you to do is to
Hey, guys, when I was on that station,
yeah.
You could look up class and
right.
You'd get WIOD written as class.
Who did you name
this is
you
an
work,
embarrassing
who
thing.
Who did you work with? Who did you work with?
I worked with
Owen
Wilson.
Oh, he was terrible.
Goodbye, Bob.
He was absolute. Wait a second.
I'm not going to talk to
no,
you.
No, but wait a second.
Wait a minute.
What
on behalf of the Big Wilson family,
yes.
I demand an apology for you.
Bob
Big Wilson
Bob
passed away, and you called him terrible.
All right, so could the kettle call the pot black? Is that
okay.
What it is? You come
apologize
out
apologize to the Wilson family.
All right, I apologize.
All right,
to
now,
Wilson.
What do you think of Bill Calder?
Bill Calder was probably one of the best I ever heard.
The great talent. We did loads
terrific,
of things together.
He was a terrific talent. And by the way, he was a very close friend of Neil Rogers.
Do you think Neil Rogers is a talent?
I think Neil Rogers is the preeminent radio talent in America today. Now,
he's the worst talk show host I've ever heard.
I demand an apology.
No.
I demand it.
I
Bob,
think,
Bob,
listen,
we can go,
if
we
I,
can go back and forth
Bob,
on this, Bob.
Bob,
yeah.
You don't even know your own station.
On behalf of the Rogers family, apologize.
Bob, this we can go
what
back
family?
And forth with this all the time.
Oh, what
the
is that? What's that crap supposed
all right,
to mean?
I apologize.
His mother is listening.
I apologize to Neil Rogers' wife.
What is that crack supposed to
You said his family.
I'm talking about his mother. He has he has relatives in this
no,
area.
No, I would tell his mother that she raised a son who's a terrible talk show host.
Bob, either you can go on with this or you can't.
Bob, you can keep going with this. I'm not going to change my opinion.
I can't believe it.
Well,
I can't.
Bob, listen, man. If you want to come
really
on.
Crying for Neil
Rogers? He's like crying over here. Give
for
him
Neil
some
Rogers?
Of this.
I'm sorry.
Well, sorry, Bob.
Hey, Larry, Larry, can I just ask you a question here? Where do you think Coach Shula is going to be going after this? Do you think he's going to? Well,
I think he's going to be he'll be vice president of operations.
He's running the team. Yeah, he's going to run the team from that standpoint. But do you think he might want to entertain any other coaching possibilities?
You know, there's a rumor that Baltimore would ask him.
I want an apology.
Bob, shut up.
I don't believe he's the general manager.
You know what? At this point, neither do I.
Yeah, I don't. He can't be general manager. Is this a...
Well, you know, I'll tell you
Are you still
right
owned
now,
by Cox?
Yes, we are owned by Cox.
You know, I do charities for Cox every year and have made appearances for the Cox people all over the country.
Have you raised money?
I don't... Of course.
Well, that's a shock.
All right. What if this is going to be contentious, I don't know.
I'm not
going to
make it contentious by telling you
what
I feel.
What? Hello. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Counting, hello.
Yes.
No, it's no good.
What happened?
You're faded.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this better?
No.
Is this better?
Yes.
All right. How can we help you?
Okay. My name is Sheila Edelman. I mailed a request on the 20th of December to Domestic Relations.
Can you say that again?
Oh, brother. I mailed an express letter to Domestic Relations on December 30th to close my account. Can you hear me?
Yes, huh?
Did you hear what I had just said?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I included a Federal Express return envelope to fill my account. And I want to make sure it's clear. How do I do that?
Did you say something?
Marcy?
What did you say?
Why can't we get through?
I can hear you, but we're having some interference. serious, but our phone lines seem to be just a bit jammed up. You said you mailed a federal...
Tornadoes in Davie?
No. In Dade County.
Oh.
Dade County.
Oh, this is
messing
all up. All right.
Yeah.
How do I find out whether
your account was closed?
Yeah.
You want to find out if your account's closed?
Pardon me?
You want to find out if your account was closed?
I want to find out if they received it, if they closed it.
All right, let me transfer you. Let me transfer you to dead accounts, all right?
It's not dead yet.
Well, not yet, but I want to find out if it was processed. All right,
because they only received it yesterday.
I understand that. Let me transfer you. This will be Mr. Gonzalez, all right? Mr. Gonzalez. Mr. Gonzalez will be the next person you hear, all right?
And what is your name?
My name is Fran.
Pardon me?
Fran.
You have to spell it. I can't really hear it.
All right, my name is Fran. F-U...
Yeah.
N-O...
Right.
L-O.
Okay. Thank you.
That's pronounced Fran.
It's pronounced Fran?
Yes, ma'am.
F-U-N-O-L-O. All right.
It's Norwegian.
Oh, okay.
Okay, isn't that interesting?
I just learned something.
Yeah, we get a lot of people ask me about that. But hold on, we'll transfer to Mr. Gonzalez, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Gonzalez.
Yes, I've just been transferred to you to find out if my account has been closed.
Yeah, okay.
My name is Sheila.
Oh, hold on for a minute. I got to find a pencil.
Okay.
I just got in.
Okay, the letter...
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
How's the weather up there?
Snowing.
Is that right? Okay.
I know you had a couple of tornadoes.
Yeah, we had some very bad weather. Everything. The office is a mess. We had a tornado come right through new accounts.
Well,
can you believe that?
Then this may be not have been taken care of.
No, dear. It's all right. The problem is this. We had a senior citizen drive a car right into the lobby.
Oh, my.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
I can believe it.
an elderly woman, God bless her heart, she's all right, but she drove her car, it was a Land Rover, right into the lobby.
Was that during the storm?
This was during the storm. She
had no control? She lost control?
It must be. I asked her, she gunned it, and then she staggered out of the car, and get a load of this, asked to see if she could open up a CD. Are you ready for that? Can you believe that? She staggers out of the car. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I have to pass that one around.
You're going
to
pass what?
I have to pass that one.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Anyway.
Is that amazing or what? Okay, let's see. New York. Hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute, would you please? Hey, could I get a pen that works? Just one pen. One time in my life, I'd like to sit down at this desk and have a pen with ink in it. Yeah, a pen with ink in it. One time in my life, I'd like to sit down at this desk and find stuff where I left it the night before. Not yesterday or the day before that, the night before. A pen with ink in it. A pen that writes. A pen that can take notes. I got a woman on the phone from New York. I don't give a good goddamn where you left it. I want the pen now.
Hello?
All right.
I got a pen. Just let me explain. It was mailed on the 30th, so if it came in, it didn't come in till yesterday.
I'm terribly sorry. Excuse me.
All I want to know is if it was received.
Yes, it was.
I included a Federal Express return.
Your name is Lieberman, right?
No, my name is Edelman.
Oh, Edelman. Okay.
E-D-E-L-M-A-N.
E-D-E-L-M-A-N.
Right.
Letterman?
Edelman.
Like Dave Edelman, the talk show host?
Not Letterman. Edelman. Hello?
Ego. E D O.
E D.
M.
E.
All right.
L.
E L. Your name's Letterman?
Just listen.
All right.
Edward.
I'm trying to do my job, ma'am. That's all
Donald,
I'm trying to do.
I'm giving you
please
letters
don't,
because
please?
The connection is there.
I understand.
Edward,
that.
Donald, Edward.
Edward, Donald is your name.
No. E D E. As in Edward, Donald, Edward.
Who is Edward Donald?
I'm giving you names so you can get my right letters of my name.
Like in the Army when they say Army Bravo, Army A B A. Okay,
yeah,
I got
exactly.
All right.
Edward.
Is that your
Edward,
husband?
Lawrence. Morris.
Who are these, your children? Edward, Lawrence, and Morris.
I don't know. I'm
what the hell is this?
There's
a bunch of names I'm getting here.
E-D-E-L-M-A-N. Edelman.
Now, Edward is who? Your husband?
Nobody.
All right. So, you're Mrs.
Edelman.
Donald. Oh, Edelman.
Edelman.
Well, why are you yelling?
E-D-E-L-M-A-N.
Spell that again.
E.
E.
D, as in Donald.
Donald, as in duck.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. E-D.
All right. E as an eye that you look out from in your head.
Eye. How do you spell that?
E.
Well, how do you spell I? When you say I.
Are you? Do you have a bad connection in your ear?
Ma'am, I can hear you very well, but you
well,
said my eye.
E as an eye in my face. E-Y-E.
The
E.
Eyes in your face. All right, what is that? F is I. E as an eye in my face.
Right.
Okay.
So you got E-D-E.
All right, we got
L.
that so far. So let's
as
just stop there. Let's
L.
just stop there. Let's stop at E-D-E and let's take a deep breath here, all right? Because
good.
We've had
L.
a hell of a day.
Next. L as in lollipop.
All right, E-D-E-L.
Right. M as in man, and that's the last word in my name, Edel Man.
Well, you did. All right, okay, Mrs.
Edelman.
Edward Donald Edelman.
No.
Well, ma'am, you said your husband's name was Edward Donald Edelman.
No, I did not, Mr. Gonzalez. I'm giving you words so you can know the letters. It's E-D as in Donald.
How do you like that? And I
okay.
thought, oh, okay, I'm
all right.
Sorry. How about that, huh?
As in
boy,
Edward.
I'm screwing this up,
as in
huh?
Donald.
E-E-E as in Edward. E. L as in Donald.
E again as in Edward.
E as in Edward. See,
L.
I've got a brother who spells his name with an I.
Good.
Okay.
L as in lunch.
As in lunch.
Lunch.
Looks like it's about time for that, too, isn't it?
Right.
M?
M as in man.
Oh, I got it. Okay, let me spell
my
it back.
My last three letters are M-A-N.
All right, let me spell
man.
It back to you.
Right.
E as in Edward.
Right.
D as in lunch truck.
D.
E as in,
e
yeah,
as
said,
in Edward. D as in Donald.
As in Donald. E as in I. L as in Mary. M as in lunch. A as in snack. N as in supper. And that's...
What?
Edelman, right?
M.
E.
N as in supper?
Well, whatever. I got the letter right, didn't I? I don't know how you spell it. I saw it. E as in Alvin.
Is there
L as in sister.
Dollars.
What?
Is there somebody else I can talk to?
Yeah, okay, if you could hold on for just a second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Listen, I was talking to somebody and they told me to hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, tell him that I, when I came in the house, I'm the lady that called that was on the, I was coming home from school.
What freeway were you on, ma'am?
And I was on Southwest 8th Street, 22nd Avenue, and I turned on my radio.
That helps, yeah.
I beg your pardon?
I said that helps us in triangulating the signal.
And when I came in the house, I walked into my house, and I turned my the radio on. It's on now.
What is, ma'am?
Didn't you hear it on your... I heard it on the telephone.
Are you... You're hearing it now, too?
Yes,
it's
telephone.
Bob, it's obviously...
Son of a bitch.
It's obviously something that we can't hear in here.
I can't hear it on my radio,
yes.
though, either.
When I came into my house, I turned my radio on, and I heard it.
Are you sure you had your radio on?
Yes.
All right.
What do you think I am, stupid or something?
No, I'm just asking, where is your radio in relation to your kitchen?
There it goes again.
You're hearing this?
There it goes again.
I'm on the telephone. Steve Ziegler, our chief engineer.
There it goes again.
You are hearing this, are you, ma'am?
She says she's hearing it, Bob.
It's a male voice saying you son
Let me
of a
get
bitch.
Steve Ziegler, are you there?
Right here, Phil.
All right, now, Steve, you had some questions you want to ask the lady?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Steve Ziegler. I'm the chief engineer of WIOD.
Yes.
Can you tell me about how many feet from your kitchen you're standing right now? This is very
important.
I'm
standing maybe about 10 feet.
This is very important. 10 feet from your kitchen?
Yeah.
Now, I'd like you, are you with a cordless phone?
No.
You do not have a cordless
no.
phone? I'd like you to check to make sure that all the appliances in your kitchen are turned off.
Sir, I heard it first on my radio on the car. Has
I understand that.
Control.
I understand. Do you have a toaster oven?
He's doing it now.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. I believe you. But do you have a toaster oven?
No.
You do not have a toaster, a broiler of any kind?
No.
All right. Can you walk off a crock pot? Any kind of anything like that?
Can I do what?
Do you have a crock pot, a microwave?
An
electric
microwave.
Can opener. You have a microwave.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's a good start, Phil. Uh-huh. What I need for this lady to do is to pace off 5 paces from where you're standing right now, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Walk 5 paces, please.
Wait, let me see if I can
this is part of the triangulation?
Yes.
Like 5 paces.
Yeah, walk 5 paces.
Okay.
All right, now have you walked off 5 paces?
1, 2, 3, 4. Let me get the rest of the phone.
All right. By the way, ma'am, are your shoes on?
Yeah, I've got rubber shoes.
I need for you to take
again.
Your...
There he goes again.
He did it again. All right.
Yeah,
so we've got a serious problem.
Wait
well,
a
thank
minute.
God this lady called.
Wait a minute.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There he goes again.
Did it again.
There he goes again.
All right. Ma'am, would you please take your shoes off?
There he goes again.
Yeah, take your shoes off.
Okay.
All right, are they off?
Wait a minute.
Boy, this is really crazy. This is insane.
It really is, Phil. It's a serious problem.
It is insane.
It's a serious problem.
Well, I don't like anybody calling old people, you know.
Are you barefoot now, ma'am?
Huh?
Are you barefoot?
Yes.
All right. Is your phone on the floor?
Yeah,
all right,
now.
Put the phone on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Now, get down on the floor near it.
Okay.
And this is very important, ma'am.
There he goes again.
All right. Are you down on the floor near your phone?
I'm sitting on the floor.
All right. I need for you to press the phone's any button on the phone with your nose.
With my nose?
With your nose, please.
Sitting down. There he goes again.
Please, in the name of God, it's very important.
Press it.
With your nose.
Uh-huh.
All right. Press it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't have a push-button phone.
Oh, my God. No wonder.
What? What's wrong, Steve?
The lady has no push-button phone. Oh, my God.
Well, what's wrong?
Ma'am, is there any way you can get over to a Circuit City today to get a push-button phone?
No, I'm 20 miles away from a Circuit City.
$9 gets you a trim line at any Kmart.
What?
$9 gets you a trim line. Anything. If you can get a push...
There he goes again.
He did it again.
All right,
ma'am.
There he goes again.
You've got a rotary dial phone?
Yes.
All right, ma'am. With your nose, I want you to dial the number 6.
Dial the number 6?
Yes, using your nose.
Okay.
All right. This is extremely important, and people are not aware, Phil, of how dangerous this can be in their homes if they don't have the underwriter. All right, ma'am?
Uh-huh.
You dialed it with your nose?
Yes.
Very good. Thank God. I don't think we're going to have a problem, Phil.
Because of the triangulation?
Exactly.
Well, what's going on?
Call us back. Your name is what, Ann?
You want my telephone number?
No, I don't want your phone number. I want you to call us back if you have the problem again.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much, dear.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, I hope that cures it.
I think it will, Phil. I really do.
All right.
Hello, this is Andrew.
Hello, Andrew?
Yes.
Hi. Andrew, do you hear me?
This is Andrew Kelb, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I'm the producer of the Phil Hendry Show.
Pardon me?
I'm the producer here.
You're the producer. I want to speak to you. How do you allow Neil Rogers to get on the air and call the Jewish people old farts and get them out of their old Jewish cars, those old farts? Who the hell is he? He's a Jew himself. You ought to hang him up.
Well, I was not aware of that, ma'am. What did you hear him say exactly?
As a matter of fact, I'm going to call your sponsors that he advertises and tell them this. Who the hell is he?
Ma'am, could you tell... I'm writing this down. I want to pass you to our general manager because I was not aware that these comments were made, and I can assure you that if these comments went out over a public airwave, I can assure you we will act. Can you hold on for a minute? We'll get you general manager Bob Green. He'll be the next voice you'll hear, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for calling 610 WIOD. If you'd like to speak to Bob Green, general manager of WIOD Radio, please press 1 now. Thank you. Your call is being directed.
Hi, Bob Green.
Hello, Mr. Green.
Yes.
I would listen to your radio program in the car last Wednesday.
One of our radio programs?
Yeah, Neil Rogers.
Neil Rogers?
Yeah, I think that he should be thrown out of your program. Because Wednesday he said this, and I'll quote word for word, we got to get rid of all these old farts and send them back where they came from.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day, he says he went to Borders in Adventura,
uh-huh,
and the traffic was horrendous, and again, we got to get rid of all these old farts out of their old fart Jewish cars. Now, I think that is disgusting.
Out of the old Jew canoes, that kind of thing?
The Jewish cars.
Right. With the old Jew canoe?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
All right. Well, it's... Okay, I think I know what you're saying.
And why does he use the word fart? Where the hell does he come up to say that? And then he has the nerve to say he's a Jew himself? I'm ashamed that he is.
Well, ma'am, I'm Jewish as well.
I know you are.
Uh-huh.
Well, how would you feel if you hear this? First of all, it's disgusting to hear that kind of a language on a radio program.
Well, I was not aware that this thing was going on. Can you hold on for just a second?
Yeah, he sponsored Lorenzo.
What I want to do is get in touch with our sponsorship board, our council of salespeople. Cheryl, would you have those guys come in? And put this lady on hold for just one second, ma'am. I'll be right with you, okay?
Thank you, Mr. Green.
Thank you.
Bye.
Is she on hold now? Okay. I got some old kike on the phone who's complaining about some Jew stuff, so I'm going to get rid of her. And then you get the salespeople in here, okay? I'll pretend like I care what she's saying.
Hello?
And then when she's back on, she's some old Jew bitch calling up. Yeah? Okay, good. All right, put her back on. Yes, ma'am. Bob Green here.
You know, Bob Green, I want to tell you something. You're all a bunch of son of a bitches. I just heard what you said.
What did I...
You want to get rid of this old tyke on the phone. You're going to pretend that you care. Hold up for you.
Excuse your language now. That's
excuse fair. Your language.
Wait just a second, ma'am. I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did.
All I said was to Cheryl to get the salespeople in
you
here.
You said I got some old kike on the phone. I'm going to pretend that I care.
Well, I would like it if you'd watch your language.
Well, you better watch your language on national radio.
I appreciate you using that kind of language.
The nerve of you
I
to say something
it.
Like
I'm,
that.
I'm
now.
Trying to get... I'm
going to get your sponsors, and believe me, I'm going to take care of that.
Can I get... Listen, we have a rabbi on staff. Can I have him talk to you?
Yes.
All right, hold on for a minute.
I hope he's better than you are.
Hold on for a minute, okay? Is she on hold? Okay. Get that Jew. Who's the Jew we got as the rabbi? Get him in here. I don't give a damn what he's doing. Get him in here. I got to tell him that he can bless the hot dogs later. I want him in here now. Hey, Rabbi? I got some old lady on here who's, we're on hold. She can't hear us. I got some old lady on the line here who's complaining about some Jew thing. Well, you're a Jew. Talk to her. I know I'm Jewish, too, but I can't be bothered with this. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello, Rabbi?
Yes, how are you?
I'm all right. Now, listen, I just heard what he said again.
What did he say, ma'am?
He's got some old lady, some Jew. First of all, you don't know goddamn how old I am.
Now, what's your language, please? I'm a gentleman, and I'd
listen,
like to help
Rabbi,
you with your problem.
Rabbi, listen to me.
Listen, I want to help you with your problem. What is your name, dear?
Mr. Green just said...
What is your name, dear?
Just a minute. Let me finish this.
All right, dear. Go right ahead.
All right. Mr. Green just said she's on hold. She can't hear me. Some old kike is on the phone, and I'm going to...
Please watch your language.
He said that to me.
I'd like you to please... Let's... Two
he
wrongs,
said it to me.
Two wrongs don't make a right. Good,
I'm Rabbi. Why, I'm
calling. Remember what the good book says.
You know what he just said? He told you, you better come in here. Bless the hot dogs later. I heard every word.
Let me ask you a question, all right, dear? So we
yes.
can get this straightened out. Is it against the law of God to yoke an oxen and a steer together?
Excuse me. I just want to tell you why I'm calling.
No, but I want you to know, is it against the law of God to yoke an oxen and a steer together? You should know this. This is the law of God.
The law of God says that Neil Rogers should be thrown out of that radio station. They should close up that whole station.
It does?
And I'll tell you why.
Here's what I'm going to do for you, all right? All right, dear?
Yeah, go ahead.
We are going to have Neil Rogers removed from the airwaves so that he cannot defoul the airwaves of South Florida any longer. Hold the line for just a second, okay? Just
right.
One more second.
All right.
Is she on hold? I think I'm ready to get rid of this old bag here. I got to believe in that Neil is going to get fired. Yeah, she'll buy it, sure. All right, we'll get back. Hello, dear.
Yeah, he's going to have me believe Neil got fired, and I'm so... You know what, Rabbi? I don't even want to talk to you.
Wait a second. I don't know what you're talking about.
You should really be ashamed to be on that program as a rabbi.
Baruch?
I'm telling you. You should be ashamed to be on that program.
Baruch? Hello? Baruch? Hello? Shalom?
Hello, Phil?
Yes.
Hello, this is Linda from Homestead. I was just calling to talk to this gentleman about the vending machine.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want him to know that I work at a grocery store, and I have like 15 minutes for a break every day, and I'm tired, and I go into the room and try to get myself a Coke out of the machine, and those machines do not work properly, and I want to know why. We can send a man to the moon, but we can't get vending machines to work right.
Are you using the machine properly, ma'am?
I sure am. And when
Are you using a dollar bill or coins?
I'm using coins.
All right. When you put the coin in, do you wait for it to drop all the way to the bottom of the slot? I'm going to try to help you here, ma'am.
All right.
Do you wait for the coin to drop all the way to the bottom of the slot?
I absolutely do. I've been doing this for years now.
Do you hear it click?
I just can't believe that you would say that.
Have you massaged it?
I massaged it.
Yes,
are you kidding? I kicked it. I'd like to...
Oh, no, ma'am. No, that's the wrong thing to do.
Well,
you
I'm sorry. You know, I hate to
have
let people
it?
See me get upset, but I only
no,
have 15
ma'am.
Minutes.
Don't get upset. Just rub the front of the machine with the palm
I'll
of your hand.
Rub the front
it?
Of the machine. Can you
yes,
imagine
ma'am.
If I'm rubbing the front of the machine and some of my coworkers walk in?
Ma'am,
well, they'll
the
think
way
I'm nuts.
That machine is supposed to be used. I want you to rub it, then you embrace it.
Are you serious?
Warm.
Are you kidding me?
No, ma'am.
Do you know how long I keep my... Listen, young man,
ma'am.
Do you know how long I keep my job if I rub the front of a vending machine
ma'am,
and hug
I'm
it?
I'm asking you to use the machine properly, otherwise it will not dispense the product. I'm trying to
that
help you.
That is ridiculous. Do you realize how ridiculous that sounds?
No, ma'am,
how many people
ridiculous.
Do you get to do that?
No,
I've never seen one person...
Properly. Well, I saw a guy the other day embrace the machine, kiss it, and ask.
He must have been out of a loony bin, man.
I'm telling you right now, man, I want you to embrace it.
He must have been. Are you kidding me? Do you think I would really embrace a vending machine?
Ma'am,
I'd kick that thing first.
Right,
I'd kick it a new rear end.
Linda,
are you kidding me?
Linda, hold on for a minute. We'll transfer you to Pacific Vending if you want to hold on.
All right. What do you mean, hold on for what?
We'll transfer you to the company so you can talk to the company.
I'd like to talk to them.
All
I really would. This just gets under my collar.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Linda?
Yes.
This is Mr. Danger from Pacific Vending. Mr. Danger?
Yes, Bill. I'm right here.
Yes. Is this the vending machine company?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I would like to know why you cannot get vending machines in South Florida that work. I used to live in Texas, and the ones in Texas worked a little better. Down here, they work terrible.
All right, ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you have any physical infirmities at all?
I absolutely do not.
All right, ma'am, can you do this for me? And this is probably one of the problems that you've got, all right?
All right.
Can you do a little bit of a pelvic thrust? You know what I mean by that, ma'am?
Are you trying to be vulgar?
No, ma'am, I am not. No,
well, what would that have to do with the vending machine?
What we have are heat-sensitive machines in South Florida, and you are supposed to, when you use the machine, if it does not work properly, ma'am, you're supposed to give it just a little, but what we call the groin push.
Heat-sensitive?
And you do a little bit of a... Yes, ma'am?
I'm not sure I'm following you.
What I'd ask you to do is do a little bit of a pelvic thrust for me right now. Can you do that?
I don't think so. This is not phone sex or anything.
No, ma'am, it is not phone sex, I assure you. I'm asking you, can you do a little bit of a pelvic roll?
Well, I can do that. I'm not going to do it right now. That's
please
ridiculous.
Please do. I've got a heat sensor right now, and I can tell whether you're doing it properly. Just do it for me right now.
Well, let me ask you something. Let me ask you, if I do this pelvic thing you want me to do,
yes,
if I do that in front of this machine at work,
yes, ma'am.
You think that I'm going to keep my job very long?
Just do it.
I can't believe this. I'm not doing anything like that. Come on, baby, do it for me. No, I can't
do it
that.
Do it for me, baby.
Well, I tell you, you know what?
Damn, man, I haven't had any in so long. Just do a little bit.
Are you kidding me?
Do a little bit.
Are you perverted or what?
Do something for me.
You are perverted. I don't understand.
Linda?
Yes. Is this Phil?
Yeah, I'm awfully sorry.
Well, that's all right, Phil, but now I understand why these machines don't work, because the people that are constructing them are perverts.
Well, apparently we got a crank caller on the line.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean I was talking to a crank caller?
Apparently.
Oh, I thought I was talking to the vending machine company. I thought that explains why they don't work, because they're up there playing with themselves. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, we've got a guy here with the vending company now. His name is Mark Barkencroft, and he's a consumer reporter.
Oh.
If you'd like. Mark, are you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
This is Linda from Homestead, Mark, who has a vending problem.
We get an awful lot of those complaints.
Well, when are y'all going to do something about it?
Well, ma'am, what exactly is the problem? And if I can help you, I'd be more than happy to.
The problem is I only get 15 minutes a day on a break, and I want a little something to drink.
Absolutely.
And so I go in, and I put my 50 cents into this machine.
Yes, ma'am. Are you aware that some of these machines are heat sensitive?
Now, she's already been through this with this other guy, Mark.
No, I understand that. But they are heat-sensitive machines, ma'am.
Well, I'm not. I don't understand heat-sensitive.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand. It's not a human being. This machine is a machine. It's not a human being.
Yes, it is a machine. But they are equipped with what are called heat sensors, and they do imaging. This was done originally 2 years ago in order to keep people who have dietary restrictions from purchasing products from these machines. I'll give you an example. If you have an individual who is overweight, we frown very, very much on these people using these machines. So it will not dispense the food then. All right?
Are you telling me that it won't give me any soda? What if I'm asking for a diet?
Well, ma'am, I'm asking, are you overweight?
Well, I'm not obese or anything. I'm just maybe a little bit.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh 155 pounds, but I'm a little bit short.
And how tall are you, dear?
I'm about 5'3".
Wow.
Well, now what does that mean?
Well, it's...
My husband likes me. He likes me the way I am.
I'm sure that he does. I'm making no comment.
You mean to tell me that when it keeps my money, it's telling me that I'm just a little fat and it ain't going to give me nothing? It's going to keep my money?
Well,
you've got to be kidding. What right does it have to keep my money just because I'm overweight?
Well, ma'am, machines don't have rights per se. A machine is a machine.
Well, who programs these machines with such foolishness?
At the vending company, we program it. We give it its programming at the vending company. But basically what I'm telling you is each machine is up to its own discretion as to what it wants to do.
Now, that doesn't
which
make
machine?
A bit of sense. If you program it, you men up there like these real skinny women I know, so you're going to program it so it won't give me anything. Is that what you're saying?
No, ma'am, we are not. We are simply trying to keep you from having a heart attack or diabetes or some other problem.
The machine is going to make me have a heart attack.
The
do you understand? If it don't give me anything, I'm going to get upset and kick it. Do you understand?
Decides.
It's not going to help me.
The
just giving me
decides.
A drink ain't going to make me have a heart attack.
The machine,
I think that's silly.
Ma'am, the machine decides. It's up to the machine. But the next time you use the machine to embrace it and
embrace the machine
and just give a little thrust action right near the coin slot. Just
are
the,
you kidding me?
No, ma'am, I am not.
Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you hear what this young man
this
is saying?
This sounds absolutely preposterous.
Do you think he's
Phil,
crazy?
Been,
it
well,
is. Well, I'm going to go
am,
now because
no,
I can't
Linda,
talk like
can
this.
Can you say wow? Just go wow.
Wow. What do you mean
say
wow?
Say wow. Say wow.
Why?
Say wow.
Why?
Not why. Say wow. Go wow.
Wow. What does
there
that
you
mean?
Go. All right, it registered a six. Yeah, she's in trouble.
I have never.
Phil,
this
is
you
the
need
most
to get this man off the radio
thing
because he
ever...
doesn't know what he's talking about.
Absolutely,
he's crazy.
Ma'am. This is insanity.
It
no,
is insanity.
I know the vending business, and I'm tired of being
you
a
better change your
person.
Business, boy. You need to get some other business.
All right, I want you to do one more thing. This may help.
Who is this talking
this is
now?
Mark Barkencroft, and
okay.
I want you to just go, give me a kiss.
Goodbye.
Give me a
kiss.
Come on.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you?
Fine.
I was wondering about something that deplorable plane crashes and if they were a bomb or mechanical failure, the inevitable still happened, which is unfortunate. I was wondering, indeed, if it was a bomb, how come the pilots always landed in a place that there were no people on the ground? So you might say that destiny saved other people from getting killed. You follow me?
Because Miami Beach, hello.
Hello?
Miami Beach, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that deplorable plane crashes, whether it was a bomb or mechanical failure, is still deplorable. However, how come they always landed where there were no people on the ground? It seems like destiny played a part.
I'm going to go to Irving in Miami Beach, hello?
Yeah, here I am.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, how are you?
Fine, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Go ahead.
The deplorable plane crashes. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that whether it was mechanical or a bomb or whatever kind of terrorism, I was just thinking, you follow me?
Miami Beach?
Hello?
Irving in Miami Beach.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go on, sir.
Well, you don't seem to be listening to me.
I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I say the deplorable plane crashes, at least When they landed in water or on the mountain or in the Everglades or in Lockerbie on the ground where there were no people at least.
We have a Miami or Miami Beach on the line.
Miami Beach.
All right, go ahead. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go on.
Yeah, I say at least the people on the plane the plane were unfortunate victims, but the people on the ground.
Is this Irving?
Yes.
All right, you're in Miami Beach, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
All these last 8 or 10 plane crashes all landed in places where there no people were hurt on the ground. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, sir.
At least, thank heavens for that. So, either destiny or the pilots themselves, seeing that there was going to be a crash, guided the plane to a safer area that nobody else would get killed.
All right, let's go to Miami Beach for this next call. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
These deplorable plane crashes, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, do you want to say something on the air?
No.
All righty.
Thank you, it's a very nice show.
Would you like to talk to Phil?
Yeah.
All right, so you have to hold on for Phil Henry, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. I want one thing, and everybody was down there, and I didn't see any of them. They were all out there on the beach. Let's go to Miami Beach. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the horrible plane crashes the last few years, at least, thank heavens, they didn't kill any innocent people on the ground. Either the pilots maneuvered the plane to a place that they wouldn't kill anybody else, or else destiny was with the innocent people on the ground. I'm very thankful for that.
All right, and what's your comment?
But that's the comment.
All right, what did you want to say?
I said that it's very fortunate that the more people weren't killed if they had crashed into a densely populated area.
Miami Beach?
Yes.
Hello.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Yes. How are you today, Phil?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Go ahead.
What do you think of this duel? You think he's guilty or innocent?
Okay, what's your comment?
I have a husband, and he is bedridden.
He's bedridden?
Bedridden, yes. He has a prosthetic limb, and he's bedridden from a variety of psychosomatic illnesses that the doctor tells us are in his mind. And this happened right after he returned from Indonesia.
Yes.
He was buying and selling antiques. Can you tell me what happened to him in Indonesia that would cause him to be bedridden?
Interesting.
I'm going to take a few moments to tune into this, so just bear with me.
Thank you.
Because I don't want to give you the wrong...
What did he do? He went to Indonesia?
Yes, Bill. He was in Indonesia selling and buying antiques. Something happened. He came back to us, ashen gray, his hair had turned a little gray, and just crawled into bed and didn't get out.
In Indonesia?
Yes.
Okay, we have a tremendous amount of trauma involved here, and was he hit by a grenade or something?
We have no... I don't think so, darling. He was...
Okay, there was something... Was he... Is he also in the medical field?
No, he's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer.
He's an attorney.
Okay, I'm picking up something to do with medical.
Well,
right?
He was a medic during the army, but he never saw combat.
Okay, well, I'm picking up something to do with the medical field. I don't know how it's associated. And also, there was a very traumatic experience that he had.
Well, I don't know.
Is he kind of like in a comatose? Or
no,
something?
He talks, but he refuses to get out of bed.
Rather. Incoherent about everything.
Yes, occasionally.
Okay,
he babbles.
Well,
sometimes
I will tell you that I also am a certified hypnotherapist.
Yes.
If we do a regression on this man, we could take him all the way back to maybe 3 or 4 years old and go forward with the man's life, and we would reach a point where we would know the answer. As a psychic and on radio time,
can I put him on the phone with you? Darling, will you talk to this lady? Will you talk to this lady? Her name is Lynn. Lynn, can you talk to him?
I will try.
All right.
Hello, how are you today?
Hey.
And what is your name? What is your name?
His name is Frank.
Frank.
Hi.
I think perhaps it would be a very good idea if you could call me for an appointment. I would like to speak with you, Frank.
What's your number?
How are you today? You're all right?
Can you hear him, Lynn? I can't. Can you hear him, Lynn?
Yes. Frank, do you think the sun is shining? Yes, the sun is shining for you. That's very good, Frank. I think perhaps it would be a good idea if we could talk at another time when we were not on the radio. Some things are very personal.
Okay, what's your number?
And again, it's area code 407-998-1596. You sound very sharp to me.
Okay.
And how are you feeling?
Oh, that's pretty good.
You feel very good.
Yeah. Did you see the Olympics?
Yes, I saw some of it.
Hey.
And are you watching a lot of television?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get out of bed at all?
No.
No. Frank, why don't you want to get out of bed?
Oh, I can't. That's it. You'll get it.
Why can you not get out of bed?
They're going to come. They'll come.
What is that?
They'll come over.
I can't hear you.
If I may, I think he said they'll come over or something. Is that what he said?
That's what I thought he said.
Yeah.
Who will come over?
Oh.
Is someone going to hurt you if you get out of bed?
No. They're all witness.
Will your legs do the walking if you get out of bed?
I don't know.
Hello, Lynn?
Yes.
She said Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're gonna get me.
Well, that's something different.
Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
I'm afraid I can't discuss this subject further on the radio.
Oh, I'll call you up. Okay.
That sounds fine.
Okay,
I will certainly try to help you if I can.
Darling, let me have a phone. Lynn, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, my dear. You have
thank
a wonderful day
much.
And smile.
I will, darling.
We have received news just now, and this came over the wire before Jennifer could get it on the air. The Easter Bunny has been shot and killed in Conyers, Georgia, by a homeowner that apparently thought the animal had intruded into his basement refrigerator, was pilfering lettuce, and we are going to try to get this updated as quickly as we can. But apparently a homeowner wielding a shotgun, as is his right under the Constitution of the United States, mistook the Easter Bunny for a pilfering rabbit trying to grab lettuce from a basement refrigerator. The man had problems with foraging mini-lops. The Easter Bunny is dead. We do have the 911 call that he placed to police. Can we put that up right now, Andy?
I got a problem out here.
Yes, sir. What's the problem?
I got it. Something came out and threw me out. Bathtub, I had to kill it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What are you doing here? Get the third guy. Get the third guy.
Sir, are you being attacked right now?
No, we got it under control. I got it.
Sir, could you speak up because I can't hear you?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ, what happened?
Sir, I need for you to pull it together for me, sir. What happened?
I got it.
Sir, hello, sir. Conference routine, we have an intruder in a hall with 25 beer and back and forth.
Roger. Oh, my God, what did I do?
Did you say you killed an intruder?
Rabbit!
Killed a rabbit?
Yeah, I got it. Big goddamn thing, sir. Hey, daddy!
All right, sir, we got cars in move right now. 113.
Roger, we got an intruder in a home, 53 Rocky Point, Conyers, Georgia.
Roger. I hit it,
sir. All right, sir, we have a car in move right now. Can you calm down and tell me what happened?
It came in the back.
What came in the back?
Biggest goddamn rabbit I ever saw in my life.
I saw it was a big goddamn rabbit?
Yeah. I got problems here a while back with that mini-lop rabbit.
Got a problem with the mini-lop rabbit, right, sir?
Yeah. And this goddamn thing came in. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Talked about?
Nah, it's just a small one. We have problems here. I'm all right now.
Yes, sir. I need for you to hold it together. There'll be an officer on the scene in a minute.
Yeah. I had the biggest goddamn rabbit I ever saw.
It was a big rabbit, sir. Did you say you killed it?
Yeah, I shot it.
Is it dead now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's dead. It's all messed up.
It's all messed up?
Yeah. I blew the goddamn thing dead off. I think I killed the Easter Bunny.
Here, the man is obviously distraught there.
Sir, I need to get you back on the line here.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I killed the goddamn Easter Bunny.
Yeah, you killed the Easter Bunny?
Yeah.
Carpet Bay turned down Easter Bunny down Rocky Point, telling you. Roger, Patriot.
I got it.
So you said you killed the Easter Bunny, right?
I didn't know what it was.
All right, so I want you to hold it together for me just a few more minutes. There'll be officers on the scene in a minute. So the Easter Bunny came through the back door?
Yeah, it comes through the back door. And we were laying out a basket and everything. And I raised up on it.
Yeah, what'd you kill it with, sir?
I had a double-barrel shotgun.
12 gauge, 10 gauge?
No, 10 gauge shotgun.
You killed the Easter Bunny with a 10 gauge?
Yes. Don't go in there, honey. Don't go in there.
I gotta keep my kids out of the basement. I blew the damn thing's head clean off.
That's it.
Officer on route now, 3-5-10, Rocky Point. See the man, see the Easter Bunny.
Roger, call the Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny down. All right, sir, officer will be there in a moment. What time, okay? All right, sir.
Oh, good, good job.
Well, there it was, as compelling as that is. I'm always very reticent to play 911 tapes on the air. I don't believe in it personally. I realize news departments do it. I don't. I think it's an invasion of privacy, but you can hear there what happened today in Conyers, Georgia. That is a homeowner, obviously distraught. He had no idea that he had just blown the head clean off of the Easter Bunny as it came through a back entryway to his basement and was foraging for lettuce, and apparently he thought it was an animal, a wild animal, could have had rabies, they don't know. I would imagine a situation like that, he's not going to be charged, is he? That's justifiable. All right. The Easter Bunny dead today.
Hello?
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 Metro 4?
What?
Metro 4?
Si.
Who's speaking?
This is Francisco.
Cesare.
Speak English. Como esta?
Who's speaking?
This Francisco.
This who? Cesare?
Si.
Hello, Francisco.
Yeah.
Elias.
What's up?
¿Quién habla, Francisco?
I have my English.
Yes.
All right, let's do that. What's going on?
I need to speak with Francisco, please.
You need to speak to Francisco?
Yes, please.
Okay, hold for a minute, okay?
Thank you.
Hold on.
Please hold. Your call is being transferred. If you'd like to speak to Francisco, press 1 now. Please hold while Francisco comes on the line. Hello, this is Francisco.
Hello?
Hello, how are you doing today?
Francisco Cesare.
Please, habla inglés.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Who's speaking?
This is Francisco.
From Metro 4?
Yes.
No, I need to... Francisco Cesare.
Oh, hold on for a minute, please.
Okay.
Please hold while your call is being transferred. If you want to talk to Francisco, please press 1 now.
Hello, it's Francisco.
Again?
Habla inglés.
I need Francisco Cesare.
Then you're speaking to me.
You are Cesare? No, you are not Cesare.
Oh, hold on for a minute, okay?
I'm sorry.
If you'd like to speak to Francisco, please press 1 now.
Yeah, it is Francisco.
I'm sorry. I have been trying to speak with Mr. Cestari.
Cestari, yeah.
His name Francisco.
Right.
I'm getting you on the line.
That's right. I'm his secretary. What's this regarding?
I did talk with him.
Yes, sir. What is it regarding?
In regard to a quotation I need from you.
You need a quotation?
Yes, please.
All right, hold on for a minute. I got a quotation for you, if you'd like it.
Uh-huh.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the heart. You know that one?
Uh-huh.
That's a quotation from Shakespeare. I'm just kidding around, sir. Hold on for just a minute, okay?
If you'd like a quotation, please press 1 now.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
May I speak with Francis Cestari, please?
Yes, and what is this regarding?
In regard to something I paid with him.
Oh, you paid something?
Hello?
Are you buying something, sir?
Yes.
And what is that?
I need to talk with him.
Yes, well, I need to get the information first before I transfer you to him.
Uh-huh.
All right?
I need to buy a car.
You need to buy a car.
For export.
All right. And you want a quotation on the price?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on,
but
please.
I need to talk to Francisco, nobody else.
All right, I understand. Hold on, please.
Please press 1 if you want to continue holding.
Hello, it's Francisco.
Oh, my God. Are you again on the line?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm okay, but I'm pissed.
Well, what is the matter?
I need to talk to Francisco.
What? You want a quotation on a car?
But I want to talk with him directly, nobody else.
You want the Explorer, right?
Yes.
The 1995 four-door, two-door. The four-door or the two-door?
Blue or green? Beige?
Curtis Air.
Yes, sir. Hi, I'm calling in reference to someone had messaged me that they were, your line, airline is offering flights to New York.
Yes, sir, we are.
What's the rate?
$57 round trip.
$57 round trip. Yeah. Out of what airport do you?
We fly out of Miami.
Uh-huh.
And Cocoa Beach.
Oh, I see. And how soon do we have to make reservations?
How many people are traveling, sir?
Four.
Four people. Are there any children in your party?
No.
All right. What dates are you flying?
Friday, tomorrow, the 29th, actually.
Tomorrow? All right. That's no problem, sir.
And returning the 1st.
Returning the 1st? All right. And were you flying out of Cocoa Beach?
No, Miami.
Out of Miami? All right. What dates do you want to return?
What dates do I want to return? That's it. I want to return the 1st.
Oh, on the 1st, the 29th, returning on the 1st?
Yes, sir.
For four people? Any baggage, any luggage? Any
just
kind?
Carry on.
Carry on baggage? All right, because there is no pre-advanced seat assignment. I hope you understand that.
Uh-huh.
We do give you a boarding card, and certainly you're allowed to pick your seat as you get on the plane. You understand, as much the same way you might operate on a bus or something like that.
Right. How big is the plane?
Plane is an F-100, sir. We have approximately 120 seats.
Uh-huh.
There is no first class. We have three seats to an aisle.
Right.
Now, we're not in the main terminal area.
Okay.
We are near the rental cars, if you know where those are.
Yes.
Okay, you go down to the rent-a-car area, and you ask for the Curtis Air office, and we're behind the budget rent-a-car garage.
Oh.
Right there, all right?
Okay.
Then you'll be shuttled over to the airline, at which point you will be transported to the gate. All right,
and
now,
what
there's a $75, all right, there's a $75 charge in case the plane is not there.
There's a $75 charge to us?
Yes.
If the plane's not there.
Right.
Okay.
Okay? So long as you understand that.
Right. Why?
Because I'm sorry?
Why is that?
Sometimes the planes just aren't there. We have them come in, and then they leave, and they may leave before they're supposed to.
Oh, I see.
All right? A lot of times they just take off whenever they want to.
Right, right.
Okay. All right, sir. That's very good. We have four people traveling on the 29th, returning on the 1st to Washington, is it?
No, New York, sir.
Oh, all right.
Now, there are flights
leaving
available.
Leaving from Fort Lauderdale?
Miami.
Miami. All right. Now, we do have a problem. Because our rates are so low, and because we do have an awful lot of people booking,
right,
you are subject to a strip search at security.
A strip search?
Yes, sir. There's nothing against you or your family members. Every person traveling with Curtis Air is strip searched. If
all
you
right
have any problem with that at all, please let me know. It is very discreet. It's done in an office, clinically. There are attendants on hand, and you're allowed to wash off. All right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So the strip search is fine with you?
So far.
All right, the airplane may be missing, and you don't mind paying $75 for that.
Well, I would mind, but
You can't beat the price, can you?
No.
You can't beat the price.
No, I mean, I'm actually calling more for curiosity reasons and,
sure, I understand,
and information.
All right. Well, just remember, what we ask you to do is dress lightly, because you need to get your clothes off fast. A very quick rubber glove probe, and then your clothes are thrown back on, and onto the plane you go. It's nothing embarrassing, nothing indiscreet. Just a very quick probe with the doctor present.
Right.
Then your bags are taken, and they are transported on a separate plane. And then you are asked to pick them up. Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Do you pick your funny, please?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Do you pick your funny?
Yes, I do.
Bueno, ¿cómo se llama?
My name, Bob Green. Bob Green.
That's it, mate. Yo quiero...
Speak English, okay? Show you're literate.
Huh?
Say what?
No, I need to think you're funny, please.
Yes, I am funny. Háblame.
Okay. Yo estoy llamando porque yo oí que Neil Rogers trabaja con ustedes.
Sí.
Y yo estoy queriendo hacerles... ¿Y usted quién es?
Sí.
¿Usted es Neil Rogers?
Sí.
alguna manera ofendido a una joven que trabaja ahí con usted en la radio.
Mentira.
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 Y estoy haciéndole mi expresión de protesta, porque yo creo que cualquier mujer se merece respeto.
CMQ.
¿Eh?
Son mentirosos.
¿Son mentirosos?
Sí, sí.
¿Y por qué? ¿Por gusto? ¿Por qué?
Por gusto,
¿se hace algo malo?
Son HPs.
¿Son HP?
Sí,
¿ese
sí
es el vocabulario de usted?
¿Perdón?
¿Ese es el vocabulario de usted?
¿Cómo?
Que si ese es la forma de hablar de usted.
Sí, ¿cómo?
¿Con malas palabras?
Sí, ¿cómo?
Yo creo que usted debe respetar un poco.
¿Y tú?
Yo lo respeto a usted.
¿Cómo eres tú?
Yo lo respeto a usted. Pero usted debe respetar un poco a las mujeres. ¿Usted no lo cree?
No jura.
¿Eh?
No jura.
A lo mejor si usted estuviera en la calle y no atrás de un teléfono, usted no fuera tan valiente para ofender a una mujer. No tendría a lo mejor valor para decírselo a un hombre en su cara, a un familiar de ella.
Muchas gracias, señor.
¿Okay?
I kiss my ass, too.